Now that brings us to chapter 7. Now notice what happens. And the men of Kirjath-Jearim came, fetched up the ark of the Lord. They brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar's son to keep the ark of the Lord. Now, how long was it there? Listen to this. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Now, after 20 years, the people begin to turn to God. They begin to turn from Balaam and Ashtaroth to serve the living God. Now notice, it took them 20 years to come to the place where they wanted God, wanted to turn to God. And here we see that at this time, 20 years of the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Now, this is the beginning actually of Samuel's great ministry. And Samuel spoke unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you. Prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he'll deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and serve the Lord only. You see, they were in idolatry, friends. They had turned from the living and true God, and they were being defeated one battle after another until it was becoming old hat to them, and they were very much discouraged. Now they were beginning to lament after the Lord. Oh, we need to get back to the Lord. Maybe today there is a heart hunger in the hearts of many of God's people of saying we're tired of eating the husks that the pigs eat in the far country. We want to get back to the Father's house, and we have to come through the door of the Word of God. I hope that's true. I'd like to believe that it is true. Now we read in verse 5, And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I'll pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water, poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said, There we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. So what we have here, actually, is Samuel a prophet, and Samuel is also the judge of the nation Israel. Now, we find here Israel turning from Balaam and Ashtaroth. They're turning back to God, and this man Samuel is praying for them. And they confess their sins. That's the way back for God's people. I don't think there's any other way back. I hear all of the methods today that if we do this and we do the other thing, God will bless. Well, let's just put it right down in bold letters and tell it like it is. What God's people need to do is to go to God in confession of their sins, and they need to see themselves in the light of the Word of God. And if we see ourselves, we see that we've come short of the glory of God, and we then can find out the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, will just keep on cleansing us from all sin, and we can go in confession. Now will you notice in verse 8, And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Beth-Kar. Now, God gives them a victory. And this is the first victory that they have had in a long, long time, by the way. And now God gives them that victory. And by the way, it's a great victory that God has given to them at this particular time. These people have lapsed into idolatry. They were in sullen rebellion. They began to turn to God. And Samuel exacted a confession and promised to return to God. Now the result, God gave Israel a signal victory over the Philistines.